Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. An unprecedented, groundbreaking 20-hour, 10-part documentary series, Basketball, A Love Story. More than 60 interconnected stories that explore the complex nature of love as it relates to the game of basketball, exploring the cultural themes around it and our own connection to it. 165 interviews with basketball's most prominent figures, Basketball, A Love Story from Dan Cloris, an award-winning filmmaker, playwright, author, essayist, 6 movies over the last 12 years, 4 premiering at the prestigious Sundance Film Festival, a Peabody Award for his film Black Magic. Crazy Love was awarded with the 2008 Independent Spirit Award for Best Documentary, and now Basketball, A Love Story. Primetime on ESPN over 5 Tuesdays, premiering Tuesday, October 9th, 7 Eastern Pacific. Also available on the ESPN app. Dan Flores with us on This Week in America. Dan, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's good to hear you.
It is so exciting to watch this, especially somebody that grew up watching basketball. And you've said this is something you've wanted to do for years. In fact, you pitched it over a decade ago to ESPN. Why did you feel so strongly about Basketball, A Love Story? Why it's so important you tell this story?
Well, there are a few reasons. One, of course, is personal. My own connection with the game. When I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, it gave me an opportunity to leave the cramped house, to pretend it was someone else, to feel safe, to make friends, to join teams. It was always my outlet, you know. It was my healthiest outlet. There were some unhealthy ones.
And, yes.
And I wanted to make this film, but got turned down once, and then ESPN said yes, and then they didn't have the money. So no big deal. I went on to do other things, but it was in the back of my mind, and I had some freedom about 4.5-5 years ago, and John Skipper from ESPN said, let's do it. So it started as 10-hour 5 parts, but it grew to 20 and 10, because it's not a history. It is, like you said, it's this 62 short stories. It's opening a book of short stories, and it covers the NBA and the ABA and women's game and college and international and the Olympics and issues of politics and race and business and fashion and music and media and television. So it was a blessing to be able to do this, and the 165 interviews span everyone from Bob Cousy to LeBron James and Steph Curry.
You know, it's interesting because when you look at this, you realize how it touches basically every aspect of our life. An interesting segment in there where you talk about racial inequities, and really not all that distant in the past, are they?
Well, of course not, and it's not just a segment. It's I think race is and politics are a theme throughout the film in many different stories. And there is, of course, one story I tell on the 1968 Olympics when there was the black players' boycott of the Olympics and going into it by basketball players. Then, of course, the track and field guys raised their hand in the black suit, and they were sent home. So that's 1968. That's 50 years ago. 50 years ago. So one has to ask, well, you know, how much has changed? I mean, obviously a lot has and some things have not, but here's the big question for now. Is this type of boycott possible coming up for 2020? You know, is that feasible? Can this raise its head in this discussion again? But, so, you know, but I thought basketball mirrored the history of race relations in America, but I got to say this. The first time we put a camera on a woman, and if you close your eyes, you hear the voice of the outsider, the same outsider. It may sound silly now, but even 20 years ago it wasn't. Women were locked out also, minimized. First I had to play, believe it or not, 9 on a team, then 6 on a team till the late 60s, you know? So
amazing.
There's 6 different scenes on women, and women are integrated throughout the entire piece. Not like I'm locking them in, oh, here's my 7 minutes on women.
Right.
I didn't want to do that at all.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of the pioneers in women's basketball, you got Nancy Lieberman, Rebecca Lobo in more recent times, and telling their stories. A couple minutes left in the program. Why do you think that basketball, unlike other sports, creates such an obsession, a love affair with us?
It's a good question, and I alluded to it at first. I think it gives the child, the boy, and now the little girl, that opportunity to be out there on their own. And to pretend, if you ask anyone that's ever shot a basketball, they're pretending they're someone else, right?
Exactly.
And to go home and play and put that hanger up on the closet and make believe the sock is the ball, you feel safe, you know, and you feel comfortable, and you can be heroic all by yourself. So then when you meet others and you share this feeling in this game, now you're in a group. So that feeling, it's not an accident, in my opinion, why you have terms like Basketball Jones or Hoops Addict, because it does become an obsession, and to me, obsession is a form of love, and you don't have that. No one's walking around saying, I'm a gridiron addict, or I got a Baseball Jones, you know?
Exactly.
They're not saying that. I mean, maybe there's, and now basketball is a global phenomenon. I mean, David Falk in the film says that today there are more people playing basketball in China every day than there are that live in the United States. And you know, he might be correct about that.
You did a segment recently talking about why basketball is thriving in the digital age after a premiere of this, which is interesting how basketball, how it continues to thrive. Talking about ESPN's groundbreaking 20-hour, 10-part documentary series, Basketball, A Love Story, airing in primetime, ESPN, over five Tuesdays, also available on the ESPN app, premiering Tuesday, October 9th, 7 Eastern Pacific. From award-winning director Dan Cloris, our guest on the program. Dan, congratulations on an excellent series. We'll be watching. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Rick. A pleasure.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.